Year 1, Unit 2.6, First Aid. First aid is emergency care and treatment of an injured or ill person before professional medical and surgical treatment is available. It is usually performed by non-expert but trained personnel to a sick or injured person. It generally consists of a series of simple and, in some cases, potentially life-saving techniques that an individual can be trained to perform with minimal equipment. Conditions requiring first aid. There are a lot of conditions which may require first aid, from a little scratch to severe shock. The list of the most common conditions where first aid is needed also includes bone fractures, burns, cardiac arrest, choking, cramps in muscles, drowning, bleeding, poisoning, stroke, childbirth, and others. Here are some recommendations as to rendering first aid in several critical conditions. But remember that to be effective and be able to really save lives, you should take first aid courses and have extensive practice. Bleeding. Major bleeding may be a life-threatening condition requiring immediate attention. Bleeding may be external or internal. Bleeding may be from an artery, a vein, or a capillary. How to control bleeding? Apply direct pressure on the wound. Use a dressing if available. If a dressing is not available, use a rag, towel, piece of clothing, or your hand alone. If bleeding continues and you do not suspect a fracture, elevate the wound above the level of the heart and continue to apply direct pressure. If the bleeding still cannot be controlled, the next step is to apply pressure at a pressure point. The final step to control bleeding is to apply a pressure bandage over the wound. After the bandage is in place, it is important to check the pulse to make sure circulation is not interrupted. Shock. Shock is common with many injuries, regardless of their severity. The first hour after an injury is most important because it is during this period that symptoms of shock appear. If shock is not treated, it can progress to cause death. Any type of injury can cause shock. Shock is a condition when the heart is unable to supply enough blood to the vital organs of the body, namely the heart, lungs, and brain. Treatment for shock. Put a victim in a lying down position to improve circulation. If the victim is not suspected of head or neck injuries or leg fractures, elevate the legs. If you suspect head or neck injuries, keep the victim lying flat. If the victim vomits, turn on their side. If victim is having trouble breathing, place them in a semi-reclining position. Maintain the victim's body temperature, but do not overheat. Fractures, sprains, and dislocations. Fractures, sprains, and dislocations may be hard for the layperson to differentiate between. For this reason, first aid treatment of any of these conditions is rendered as though the injury was a fracture. First aid for any of these conditions should be as follows. Control bleeding if present. Care for shock. Splint-affected area to prevent further movement. Apply cold packs to reduce pain and swelling. Victims with traumatic injuries, such as those caused by automobile accidents, falls, etc., should not be moved except by trained rescue workers. Head, neck, and back injuries are serious and require special care for movement and transport of victims with these conditions. In exceptional circumstances, such as when a victim is at risk of further injury unless moved, the victim's head and neck should be stabilized and the body moved with minimal flexing of the head, neck or spinal cord.